Hi, I'm Madonna Guy. I'm running some training in 2024, and one of the ones that people are asking for a little bit more details about is my cheapest one. It's called Health as Wealth. It's 12 master classes throughout the year, but there's a bit more to it than that. So yes, on the third Friday of each month, there will be at 12:30 Brisbane time. I'm in Brisbane, Australia, so it will be 12:30 p.m. Brisbane time. There will be a master class recorded, uploaded, and it will be put into firstly, your inbox. If you're part of the group, you can go on live and ask questions. There will also be a private Facebook group and a private Facebook Messenger pod so that you can ask questions after the course as well and get some interaction with people in the group who understood different parts of what I'm getting through, because they're going to be quite huge. For those of us who are kinesiologists, I'll also be putting lists together of things that we can muscle test as part of our understanding of the body. So just say I'm talking about food choices. You know, how do you know if you need to be on a low nightshade diet or a low salicylate diet or a low oxalate diet? If you can do basic muscle testing, you can find out for yourself which things are going to be the best, and then all the master classes make a bit more sense. But that's really for our kinesiology for the home down the track, and I'm doing some in-house 4 to 5 hour hands-on coming up soon as well, how to learn kinesiology, but that once again is here in Brisbane. So, but I thought I'd cover some of the topics that I'll be doing in Health as Wealth. So for a start, it's only 120 Australian bucks, so it's cheap as chips. So it's like at least 12 hours of training throughout the year. And of course, in the background, me as a coach within our private group, you ask questions, I'll get back to you, or someone in the group with that level of knowledge will get back to you as well. So it's pretty darn cool. But the sort of topics that I'm thinking in each month, I'll get the people in the tribe to vote on several different ones, and we'll see which, you know, are the things that people would like the most. But here are the ideas I've got so far. Hormones. How do hormones affect our life? What blocks our hormones? What makes them out of whack? Are you tired of being tired? Oh my Lord. Every second person comes in and they're just exhausted. It does not take a lot of energy to, haha, no pun intended, to get our energy improving if we don't have chronic fatigue. Some people do, and that's a whole different story, but all there'll be a huge amount covered in tired of being tired. Aging gracefully, not so easy to do these days because everything in our life is toxic, everything in our life is inflammatory, everything in our life is creating pollution within our bodies. So to age gracefully, we need to do enough of the detoxification, regeneration, and renewal so that we can age gracefully. So how do we manage that in on planet Earth at the moment? Technology, protecting ourselves. This is really a huge, and I know I sort of there's so much to do with this, but there are ways that we can protect ourselves, ground ourselves, make ourselves more mineralized so that we are able to withstand a lot of the toxic pollutants because of our technology. People have really toxic inflamed brains these days. There's lots of things that make our brain leaky. The leakier our brain is, the more toxins can flow across our blood-brain barrier and the more inflamed can be. You can't have anxiety without an inflamed brain. You can't have ADHD without an inflamed brain. You can't have depression without an inflamed brain. You just can't. So brain inflammation is something that there's been research on for about 15 years now, at a guess is about when it all started. And I remember Dr. Jeff Bland, he used to do some phenomenal trainings on our inflamed brains, the fire that's causing so many issues with us. Then, of course, how many people out there have got digestion, allergies, intolerances? Here in Australia, we've got 1 in 6 kids have got allergies, and it's getting worse. It's about 1 in 8 has got asthma. It's about 1 in 9 or 10 has got ADHD. We are increasing our autism and Asperger's. It is just skyrocketing as it is in many places in the world. But once again, a lot of that is about brain inflammation, gut inflammation, and an immune system that's attacking our own body tissues. I'm going to talk about the history of medicine because I think that's really important to understand why we are in the position we are on the planet, why things like sunshine and water and food is being politicized and destroyed, and then we eat it and it's not helping our cells, it's not helping our aging, and we sort of think it's only a little bit, but just say we were meant to live to 120 plus. and we're living to 80 or 75 and think we're doing a good job. So what's being robbed of us? How can we manage that? Detox, detox, detox. I have been saying this for years. Things are getting harder and harder and harder to treat. I've been doing this for 30 years. And when I first started, it was much easier to get people back on track. It's just getting harder. And part of that is because there are so many pollutants. There are so many pollutants. It's just ridiculous. We need to have detox processes in our life each and every day. Blood sugar, diabetes, and dementia. Did you know dementia is considered? So we've got diabetes, we've got stage 2 diabetes. Dementia is considered stage 3 diabetes. It's when the sugar, that inflammation is crossing the blood-brain barrier. We start getting our blood sugar balanced now when we're young, but even babies and young children are being classed as having dementia these days. It's getting younger and younger. So what's going on in there in our population that all of a sudden our brains are so inflamed so young? I want to talk about our natural healing processes. Why are we not given the chance to heal naturally? Why is there always a rush for medication or surgery? I'm going to be talking about toxic substances in our foods, things like histamines, oxalates, salicylates, lectins, pesticides and herbicides, environmental toxins. There's so much to this. And of course, that could be extrapolated. What are we putting on our skin? What are we putting in our hair? What are we doing with our bodies? We'll be talking about some of the dietary myths, truths, and concepts, but we still have to choose for ourselves. Everyone is different. Everyone is different. We'll be talking about stress, fight, flight, freeze, balancing cortisol, balancing stress hormones, why those things are so damaging for our health long term. How do we get out of that chronic stress, which can lead to chronic pain? So they're the sort of topics that I'm covering. I will have a link in there. So once again, if you're part of this and you're at 2 o'clock in the morning, when I'm doing this, you will get the information. It will come into your inbox. It will come into our private Facebook Kinesio, our private Facebook Health is Wealth group. So it's all going to be there for you. There'll be lots of support in behind there. It's going to be a really busy year for me because I'm really ramping up. I am just trying to create a world where we just get information out there, but learn what to do with it as well. So that is my intention this year for all of you kinesiologists, giving a depth of knowledge that just might not be there with the courses that you've done. If your trainers aren't naturopaths, if your trainers don't have 30 years of experience. So I've got a huge amount of knowledge, a huge amount of experience, and I'm really looking forward to this next 12 months. My signature system, as you know, my practitioner excellence system is up and running. And for those of you experienced kinesiologists, I've also got a 16-week. It's the first 16 weeks. So if you're interested in that, because it brings down the cost quite substantially, let me know and I'll send you the pricey. If you're on my email list, you'll get something about it in the next few days. I'm going to be sending one email per day about the different courses I've got going this year. Okay. Have a great day. Love you all. Mwah. Here's to 2024. It's going to be bloody awesome. Take care.